Welcome to FlameFlash.net podcast, episode 25, halfway to 50. I'm pretty proud of myself. Anyway, I'm FlameFlash, and welcome to the podcast. I'm going to go ahead and get started. I surprisingly have a decent list of news, even though BlizzCon is nice and quiet now. And the Raptor Report is fortunately a little bit busier than it had been last week. Hotel Dash, sweet success for the PC. I think I've discussed this one before. Diner Dash meets managing a hotel. It's enjoyable. It's relaxing. As long as you like time management games, this isn't much different from any of those. But good game, made by the Play First people, and they generally don't disappoint. NBA Jam on Fire Edition. Just today I picked up the Time is Money add-on content to unlock everything. Kind of needed lots of stuff to unlock in this one, but it was fun playing with both my sons, even though the 3-year-old was definitely a hindrance to my being capable of beating the 9-year-old. Nine. Jeez. But he was quite happy with the fact that he was able to beat Daddy on a video game, which is actually pretty rare. I'll let him get away with it this time. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, reshelled. Tried playing through this one a little while ago, but it didn't quite work right. It crashed at the end of the boat level. It's a good game. It's a good remake. It's really a shame it's no longer available on the PlayStation Network. That's where I played it. It is available on the Xbox as well. So, if you're interested, if you like retro, I think it's still on the Xbox, so go forth and grab it. I'm FlameFlash on the PSN, so if you happen to see me playing, send an invite. Though I'll most likely already have 4 characters, since there's myself and 3 younglings who all enjoy the game. And right now, one of the controllers got a little too much baby slime and is dead. So we're down to 3 controllers at the moment. Hopefully that'll be corrected around Christmas time, but oh well. Also thinking about getting a charger, because Sonic Generations, the demo, amazing. Great graphics. Think day levels of Sonic Unleashed for the Generations portion. And then your classic old school Sonic levels as well, but with a background and other beautiful dynamics that really make the game pop. It's beautiful. The levels are easy enough, or at least the demo levels are easy enough for the 3-year-old to get through and really enjoy them. It's definitely a game to consider as a Christmas purchase for either your old school gamer or your brand new gamer. I'm certainly considering it for something, for somebody, quite possibly. I shouldn't probably talk about Christmas gifts. And, of course, there was World of Warcraft. Hallow's End came to an end Monday. Day of the Dead again happened this year. I'm not sure if it's still going on tonight, but if it is, I'll probably log in and check it out. If not, not a big deal to have missed it, because I got all the achievements around it last year. But that's the Raptor Report for this week. As some of you have been following along, yes, I like to talk about Netflix, and this week is no exception, except this time it's actually good news for Netflix. Redbox has raised its prices, only on DVDs, to $1.20. So no longer can you go to Redbox and have an even number on your credit card statement. It's going to be $1.20, assuming you use DVDs. If you go Blu-ray or rent video games from them, no price change, so don't worry. And in true Gemini random flame flash style, I'm going to hop over to the 3DS for a moment. Luigi is also headed to Super Mario 3DS Land. So if you like the green guy better, I'm kind of partial to the green guy, you can play as him. Not sure if there's going to be an unlock required or not yet, but if you're interested, the 3DS library is growing quite a lot. It started with Star Fox, and November, December, we're getting Mario Kart 7, we're getting Super Mario 3DS Land, and to top it off, the 3DS eShop is eventually, yes, eventually, it hasn't happened yet, going to allow for PC and smartphone purchases. So, you can log into your computer, connect your 3DS Club Nintendo account, and buy games that will then show up on your 3DS. This is a real big advantage that only Xbox has had so far on the consoles. You can log into Xbox.com, buy a game, add points, and it'll start downloading on your system the next time you turn it on. Amazing feature. I wish the PlayStation Network had that. Because sometimes it's a heck of a lot faster, especially from your email, to plug in that PlayStation Network code and go, instead of having to type it in manually on your television screen every single time. Speaking of downloads, Angry Birds, you know, that game where you throw red birds at green pigs, has hit over 500 million downloads. We're past the halfway point to a billion here. You really have to wonder if these guys honestly knew what they were getting into when they created it. My hat is off to them. Absolutely incredible. Just tonight, as I was reading this article, the 3-year-old crawls into my lap, says, "Bah, bah, bird, bird." I know exactly what he wants. He wants to grab my cell phone and play Angry Birds. It's a fun, it's an entertaining game. I don't mind it. The kids like it much better. It has that comic, fluffy humor that really gets them going. Also in gaming news, DC Universe is going free to play. So you can hop on the PlayStation Network, you can go into your Steam account. Oh, I'm Flame Flash on Steam as well, by the way. Never mentioned that before. But you can go into your Steam account and download this sucker. Now, it's huge. So start downloading it after you're ready to go to bed. Leave your PlayStation on. Turn on the auto turn off, and it'll turn off eventually. Or if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber and you have the auto turn on and download feature on, use it. Use it. Because my 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot, or 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., I forget which I have it set to, is going to definitely be humming. Not that I'm probably going to play it much. I more play WoW. But it's something neat to at least take a peek at and see if they did the Champions Online the right way. Because I didn't enjoy that game. And it was also free to play. Maybe the DC Universe will have more appeal. Just don't know. Oh. I'll wander over here. BlizzCon post-sale. Talked about BlizzCon last week. the post-sale. So if you're a virtual ticket holder, like I am, they're going to go on sale with a lot of their items that they'd had featured November 11th. They had a pre-BlizzCon sale, but some things that you might not be interested in, or that you might have been interested in, just weren't there yet. Say, Mega Bloks with Blizzard characters, or Mists of Pandaria t-shirt. They just weren't there because that would have slowed down the announcements. But the post-sale is going to start November 11th. Not sure how long it lasts. It's before Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Probably a good thing, Blizzard-wise, in thinking. Speaking of Blizzard, the Guardian Cub pet is now going to be available on the store. I'm over the kerfluffle. 5.0, all pets become account-bound, most pets become tradable. Cool. So, this Guardian Cub pet, only buy one. 5.0, he'll be on all your characters. Most likely. I really doubt they would make him be one of the exceptions. But, I don't know. If you're worried about it, if you're worried, either buy him with gold, because that'll be an option, or wait until Mists of Pandaria before you pick this little guy up so you see the effect of all of the pets. I'm really curious to see what's going to happen to, say, my little Ragnaros. I love him as a cooking fire. So, we'll just have to wait and see. So, that may not have been a customer win. There was quite a bit of backlash. Blizzard knew what they were doing, since 5.0 is probably a year out. But another customer backlash story that was successful, kind of like Quickster being dead, hooray, is Bank of America has totally dropped their talk of doing a debit card use fee. The entire point of having a debit card is to use it. To go out and use it. So, why limit that? Why put a economical block? I'm glad they listened. Very glad. Asus. I really wish I knew how to pronounce that. Really wish I knew. There's really low on hard drives. This is currently the computer I am recording on, an Asus. And they're nearly out of hard drives. I guess there's a hard drive shortage or a hard drive producer shortage over in Asia. And that's that. Watch your prices. Laws of supply and demand. Hopefully this gets corrected before the tax return comes in and the family can get a new computer. But we'll just have to wait and see on that. May have to hold off on getting that until the hard drive prices restabilize. Kind of funny to think about hard drive prices as some kind of commodity. I also like poking fun at the TSA. Well, sadly, this isn't overly funny. The X-ray scanners. Lobbying. Helped reduce the regulations, reduce the safety requirements. Some reports, I got this news article from Slashdot, are saying 6 to 100. Lost my Ustream. Hopefully I still have my recording, or I was rambling for the last 15 minutes for nothing. So we will see. First time for that. I played with my settings earlier and hoped for a higher bandwidth. I guess it didn't like that. Anyway, we'll go on assuming that I still have the other half of my podcast. But PlayStation Home has a redesign incoming. Hopefully this will make PlayStation Home a little bit more friendly. I'm very curious to stop in and see what the changes are like. Looking forward to it, actually. I like PlayStation Home. It's just not one of those places I feel the need to visit very often. It's more of a curiosity. Though I do have a nice, sweet-looking axe from going to a Magic the Gathering 2012 event. So my character walks around with Garak's axe, and then he has some kind of pirate costume that I got for free as a PlayStation Plus subscriber or something. So I'm a pirate wielding a big axe. Not bad. Finally. Facebook. Go check your privacy settings. Do it. Do it as soon as you stop watching me. Or open a new tab and do it. Or put me on pause and do it. Or let me ramble in the background while you do it. Go check your privacy settings and change them. Push them up higher. Please. Google is going to start indexing you. Twitter is meant to be super public. It's meant to be loud, out there, in your face. You shouldn't be posting much as far as personal information goes on Twitter. Facebook, on the other hand, depending on how you use it, I see the point of Facebook as talking with your friends, avoiding that awkward 10-year, 20-year class reunion because everybody you care about staying in contact with is on there. And it's a good way to share pictures of the kids with your family, unless you have a blog. And fewer people have that these days, actually. Apple is considering getting rid of their 12-core desktop line, or their desktop line in general. I guess 74, 72, I missed the percentage, but we're in the 70s. Percent of all their sales are on more mobile devices. So we're talking iPads, iPhones, laptops. Not iMacs. I'm a little disappointed there, but I'm glad they're not considering discontinuing that because I like my iMac very much. If it had a faster processor, I'd be doing the recording on there instead. Especially if I had a USB-based mic, I would be doing it there. But I believe that covers it. It's kind of saddening to think that Apple might be discontinuing the desktops because I had always hoped to get one eventually. My dream system, however, is I think around a little over $10,000. You know, two nice big monitors, plenty of hard drive space. You need a second video card for that second monitor. Things like that. Sounds good to me. So, like Star Trek, the experience might be something that time misses me on, but oh well. I like my Mac as it is anyway. But, since we don't know if I have the first half of my recording or not, I am going to go into the new 52. I wasn't usually a comic book fan. Haven't been. Now with digital distribution, though, you can go out there, you can download it straight to your phone or your tablet device, and it still feels like you're reading a comic book, because with the right swipe motions, you're turning the pages, and you're able to enjoy it. So DC Comics reset. They hit the big reset button and put everybody at number one as far as issue count goes. But they really didn't put it at number one. This is my biggest beef with that. Batgirl, for instance. So with Batgirl, they assume you already know the background story. And yes, you're not hallucinating, those of you following on Facebook or Ustream. I was actually able to cut to the cover of Batgirl. I'm pretty proud of myself for figuring that out. Anyway, Batgirl, they assume you know some of the background story. So Barbara Gordon hops right in as Batgirl. You don't go through the origin, which, in my opinion, is something you need to revisit when you reset, when you go back to number one. It makes sense. From this one, though, it assumes you know that Batgirl at some point had been shot in her past. Spinal injury. She has fully recovered at this point. And it's her moving on in her superhero career and trying to readjust. Strong opener, in my opinion. When the number two goes on sale, watch Comixology.com. That's where I've been grabbing these from. DC pushes the price down from the original $4, $5 mark to $2. Perfect time to get them. Don't get them when they're brand new. Wait. Be patient. But in the Bat vein, we have the Batman. Just, that's all it's called. Batman. Now, I am reviewing these, so I feel I probably am able to discuss it a little bit. But I don't know what I think about the Batman. This one's a little bit more in your face, perhaps even violent. It's not one I would enjoy exposing my children to, which is a shame. I know comics aren't just for kids, just like animation is not just for kids. But these are superhero stories. Make them fun and enjoyable for my younglings. Otherwise, I'm probably not going to continue getting them. Give me good stories that seem to have a point. Batman and Robin. I'm only going to review a couple of these, and I'll touch on others later on. Maybe eventually catch up. This isn't going to turn into a comic book podcast. Don't worry, folks. So, Batman and Robin. Again, number one, you reset the story. But they don't. They slap you in the face with Damian Wayne. Yes, you didn't miss his last name. Wayne. Damian. Bruce Wayne's son. He has a son. This is episode number one. Where did his son come from? Don't explain the birds and the bees. I know that much. But what? I'm confused. Where did this boy come from? Who's his mother? What's the background story? This is episode number one. Why is he now Robin? These are the questions you should be asking as readers, and these are the questions that you should be getting, or the answers you should be getting. My final review for this week, to stay in the Batman universe, Catwoman. So we're looking at an anti-hero here. And it's definitely an anti-hero. I will not be moving along with this series. yes, I understand the Catwoman character is supposed to be exploited a little bit as far as her appearance goes. But if you're watching on the stream, if you haven't seen the cover yet, she has boobs. Okay. But they make it almost an aspect of the story. Not so much that it's all close-ups and whatnot, but it's gratuitously drawn. It's the same issue Red Flare has with a lot of anime. Not realistically proportioned women. And the final panel also is just not enjoyable. It doesn't, to me, add much to the story. If there really was a story in this number one. Again, origin! Origins! Why is she Catwoman? Who is this woman? Why do we care? Is she a tragic character or not? I don't know, but her apartment got blown up. Oh, that's supposed to be tragic? I guess. It just, I wanted more from this one. I'm probably not going back. And we'll just wait and see. So, anyway, podcast@flameflash.net. If you want to send an email, leave a comment on YouTube. I get those. I'm sorry, folks, but I'm a little bit too scattered at times, especially if Ustream decides to crap out on me again, to keep notes. Though if Ustream decides to do this again, I probably will be going and trying to find a different way to host this. And find me on Twitter as FlameFlash. FlameFlash.net also has its own Facebook fan page. And I'm FlameFlash on the PlayStation Network, Steam, FlameFlash82 on Xbox Live, though I'm not actually subscribed as a gold member at the moment. And feel free to stop by the chat room the next time this goes up. I've been pretty regularly posting on Wednesdays around the same time, so feel free to stop by. Look forward to seeing you. Look forward to hearing from you. And I'm also off in iTunes. So this is Flame Flash, signing off.